Rahm wins the Masters Marathon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Four Please Now Driving, the official Masters podcast. I'm your host, Marty Smith from ESPN. John Rahm is the 2023 Masters champion. The 28-year-old Spaniard rode a 3-under par 69 in the final round to outduel Brooks Koepka and stepped directly into history. He is the 56th player ever to earn a green jacket.
Hard to put it into words. Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like. And when I hit that third shot on the green, and I could tell it was close by the crowd's reaction, just the wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me. Never thought I was going to cry by winning a golf tournament, but I got very close on that 18th hole. And a lot of it because of what it means to me and to Spanish golf, right? It's Spain's 10th major for a player to win the Masters, fourth. And my second win, right, my second major win, it's pretty incredible. And to play the way I did today on Sunday, only one bogey, you know, on difficult conditions and coming in with a margin of... Hard to explain, you know, a lot of pride, and I'm really proud of myself from what I did, and still really hasn't sinked in yet. And I'm looking at this course, and I'm still thinking I have a couple more holes left to win, and can't really say anything else. You know, this one was for Seve. I know he was up there helping, and help he did. What is going on the outside is not always a reflection of the inside. I was calm. I never got frustrated. I never really felt like anything was out of control, but obviously you're nervous, right? There's tension out there. That bogey on 9, timing-wise, was bad because Jordan and Phil came in making birdies, right? So what looked like a 2, possibly more shot lead, narrowed down very, very quickly with the chance of making a birdie on 18, right? So... made those 10, 11, 12 holes harder. Again, I might have looked calm, but I was definitely nervous out there. And I'm glad that's the way it looked. I mean, that's what you strive for, right? You don't want to panic, and I never panicked. I felt comfortable with my game, and I had a plan to execute, and that's all I can do. The only time I was a little bit upset at myself was actually this morning on 16. Because 3-putted 13, 3-putted 15, and then I hit a terrible shot on 16 and made a bogey. And I felt like at least one of those shots was avoidable. That's the only time I ever felt like, you know, I was truly upset at something. But I reeled it back in and made 2 good pars in the last 2 holes to put myself in the final group, which is all I needed. That's all I asked for was a chance. It was a tough day out there. It was windy, and all those wind gusts and swirls are not easy. You're going to hit good shots, or you're going to end up in bad spots, and it happened to everybody. So luckily, the people that shot a low round today were a little bit too far out. And as to, because I know you guys keep asking me, as to why I felt this way, I really don't know. I've always been confident when having close to the lead. A full faith in all parts of my game, and maybe because it was that difficult, Tyler, I was just focused on what I had to do, and that's really all you can control, is what you can do.
Rahm is the 4th Spaniard to win the Masters, and he did so on his hero, Seve Ballesteros' birthday to boot.
I think it was on Tuesday right here. Well, not in the press room, but I think it was while I was doing media that it was Seve's birthday. Yeah. I was told a lot of things about why this could be the year, and I just didn't want to buy into it too much.
Koepka, healthy again for the first time in years, led each of the first 3 rounds, but in the final stanza, he struggled mightily. His 3-over par 75 Sunday resulted in a cumulative 8-under par for the week, tying him with Phil Mickelson for 2nd place. This marks the 2nd time Koepka is the runner-up at the Masters.
Yeah, obviously it's super disappointing, right? Didn't play good enough to win. Hit some shots where I also didn't feel like I got some good breaks. I mean, for that ball to sit there on 9, on 4 and 6, hit some good shots. He just ended up in some terrible spots where it was quite difficult. And then 12. It was just kind of interesting. John hit 9 and I hit wedge over the green. So, and then 14, I felt like I just had to make a run for it. So, didn't feel like I did too much wrong, but that's how golf goes sometimes. It was just be patient probably till about 13, and then we had to be a little bit more aggressive. I let probably 9 stick on me for a little bit longer than it should have, because if that ball just dribbles on the green, it's tight. And then a good momentum putt there at 10, but it is what it is. I mean, I tried. I gave it my all, so I can go to sleep at night. I felt like I was striking the ball pretty well. Poor tee shot on 1, but got lucky. And then, poor tee shot on 8, which is a big birdie hole. And I felt like that's kind of where the momentum shifted right there in 8 and 9 is what it felt like.
Mickelson, the 3-time Masters champion, began the final round at 1 under par before carding a 7 under 65 Sunday afternoon. Mickelson's effort resulted in the oldest top 5 finish in Masters history. He cites deliberate presence and a free mind as key to his historic performance.
It was a fun day, and you just never know what could happen. There was 9 holes left to go when I walked off the golf course. I was 2 behind, and John played an amazing back 9. I mean, a lot can happen on that back 9. A lot of good can happen, a lot of bad, and he played some incredible golf all week long and is a very worthy champion. He's easy to see why he's regarded as the best player in the world, and he validated that today. It was evident to me that I was hitting a lot of good shots, that I was playing well, I wasn't getting the score out of it. Today was a great day for me to stay present and just keep hitting good shots, even after I might have had a mess up here or there. I was able to stay present, keep hitting good shots, and I'm hopeful that this kind of catapults me into playing the rest of the year the way I believe I'm playing. I really worked hard in the off season to get ready. I've been shooting some really low scores at home, and today I kind of let it happen rather than trying to force it, and I had a really good day and made some noise. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough, but it was really a lot of fun for me to play at this level again, and it's encouraging for me going forward the rest of the year. I think it's not so much what I learned, but I certainly have a lot of gratitude to be able to be here and be a part of this tournament, play well, play good golf, and try to take advantage of a unique opportunity that I have, which is to play golf at a very high level at a later stage in life, given that I haven't had any physical injuries, that I'm able to swing the club the way I want to, and then with a little bit of work and dedication to compete against some of the best players in the world in some of the biggest stages, and that's really what's driving me, and today was a very encouraging day.
One of the great bright spots of the 87th Masters was the fantastic performance of amateur Sam Bennett, who captivated us with his play for 4 straight days. That young man's future is very bright.
And I'm going to need some time when I get back to decompress and really, look back and enjoy it. But, I haven't had kids yet, so that walk up 18 was definitely the coolest experience of my life. And the walk up 12, but I didn't play how I wanted to this weekend, but this experience playing the weekend at Augusta is definitely going to help me, be the golfer I want to be, and to be able to play the Sunday pins was just incredible. I was tired this weekend. I think that's what it was. My body wasn't moving how it should be. That's my, I had the driver slotted the first 2 rounds, and then my legs kind of gave out and it wasn't turning, started missing them left, and I think I need to get in a little better shape, get in the gym, but it was good. It showed, just like at the USAM, I competed with the best, and now out here on this stage. So I've seen how the top dogs kind of play and what they're made of, so I think I can hang in with them. From growing up as a kid watching this tournament to losing my dad to the struggles I faced and still face, to be able to walk up that green on 18 on a Sunday, Easter Sunday, and just be appreciative of everything. If you had told me I was going to be here when I was a kid, I would have thought you were crazy. So to be able to, it's cool playing the Masters on Sunday. I mean, that's what every golfer dreams of, and I was just happy to be able to, do that. It's better than, that's a good question, better than it was on TV for sure. Just the people, the property, the hills, the slopes, the scoreboards, the food. It was everything I could imagine, and I really hope to be back. I can't beat the walk-up 18. That was good with the crowd cheering me on and walking up with my coach, who's helped me out a bunch, and then walking off the green to my brother and my mom. That was a really cool moment for us. Yeah, that was cool. You know, I learned a lot about Bobby Jones at the amateur dinner and what he's done for the game and what he's done here and how much they love. I mean, they love amateurs at Augusta, and you know, I felt it all week. But yeah, it's cool to be, you know, making history and hopefully getting down to go on the 18th green and get back in Butler Cabin. That's gonna be neat. But yeah, I'm just proud of what I did and what I was able to accomplish.
That brings another memorable Masters Week to a close. This tournament, its history, tradition, and reverence are so special to so many. And it's the blessing of my life to spend this time with you each year here at Augusta National Golf Club. For everyone here in Augusta, we offer the deepest congratulations to John Rahm, his family, and caddy Adam Hayes for a wonderful Masters Championship. This is Four Please Now Driving, the official Masters podcast. I'm your host, Marty Smith. Happy Easter, everyone. Until next year, my friends.